Good morning, everybody. This morning, date is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. It is now 9:02 a.m. This is the regular meeting of the Annuity and Pension Board. If I could have a roll call, please.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Ms. Ford?
Here.
Ms. King? Not present as yet. Mr. Klusman?
Here.
Mr. Conrad?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Here.
Ms. Sala?
Here.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Quorum?
Thank you. We'll jump right into the agenda for this regular meeting. Item number one is regarding the appointment of committees for 2022. Regarding the appointments, I had a chance to reach out to the individuals that are going to be appointed. I much appreciate your acceptance of these appointees, and I'll go through them by each committee. Regarding the Administration and Operations Committee, Ms. Aichisawa will be appointed the chair. Regarding the Investment Committee, Tom Klusman will be appointed the chair. Regarding the Member Intergovernmental Relations and Legislative Committee, that will be Ms. Deborah Ford will be the chair. There's one more committee, the Litigation Committee, and that one will remain open and will be appointed when necessary. Ms. Sawa, I'd like to thank you for your acceptance of the position. Mr. Klusman and Ms. Ford as well. Would you guys like to say anything regarding?
Oh, I can say something, Mr. Chair. Thanks. Thank you for reappointing me as the chair of the A&O committee. I really enjoy serving on the committee, and I did actually just have one question as a point of clarification. Is the A&O committee, isn't it really more like the audit committee? So I was just wondering why it's an ad hoc on the as part of the title. I mean, we do all the internal audit and, you know, all the external audit as well.
That's a good point. And I'm not sure why you're quite right that it functions as the audit committee. It's a standing committee, so I'm not sure why it says ad hoc. It's just, it's a holdover, I guess, a carryover from prior years.
I just noticed that it was a little odd, so maybe we can just delete the ad hoc.
Sure.
That's all, though. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Sowen, and thank you, Jerry, for that clarification. And not hearing anything else, again, I appreciate all three of you and everyone else's work that as well regarding these committees. We can move on to item number two, the approval of minutes. The first approval of minutes is going to be regarding the annual meeting held January 26, 2022. Any comments or questions from any board members or ERS employees? Not hearing any questions or comments regarding, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the annual meeting minutes held during the meeting for January 26, 2022.
This is Ms. King, and I'd like to make that motion.
Thank you, Ms. King. Do I have a second?
Campbell, I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Any objections from anyone? Not hearing an objection, that motion will pass. Regarding item two, approval of minutes, letter B, the minutes of the special board meeting held February 10th, 2022. Any comments or questions regarding from board members or staff? Not hearing any, I'd like to make a motion regarding the approval of the minutes of the special board meeting held February 10th, 2022.
Aicha will make the motion.
Thank you, Aicha. Do Could I have a second?
Klusman will second.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Any objections regarding this motion? Not hearing any objections, the motion regarding the minutes for the special meeting February 10th will also pass. Moving on to, actually at this point, just out of courtesy for our members with BLB and G, we are going to jump forward to item 5, letter A, regarding update and consideration of strategy, tactics, and potential resolution regarding the Allianz litigation. And based on this, we'll have to go into closed session regarding. So please be advised that the Annuity and Pension Board may vote to convene in closed session on the following item. Item 5A, as provided in section 19.85, sub 1, sub G, Wisconsin State Statutes, to confer with legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is or is likely to become involved. The board may then vote to reconvene in open session following the closed session regarding. Do I have a motion to go into closed?
Klusman.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Do I have a second?
Conrad seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Conrad. The motion to go into closed session has passed, and time is 9:09 a.m. Can I have a roll call, please, Gia?
Mr. Campbell? Mr. Campbell?
Aye.
Ms. Ford?
Aye.
Ms. King?
Aye.
Mr. Klusman? Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Mr. Conrad?
Aye.
Mr. Kovac?
Aye.
Ms. Sawa?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Aye.
Quorum, and if you say the time, I'll pause the recorder.
Thank you. The time is still 9:09.
Thanks.
It is 10:03 a.m. Thank you, Terry. Time is 10:04 a.m. and we are back in open session for the regular meeting of the Annuity and Pension Board. Going to item 3, the Chief Investment Officer Report. Is this David or Eric today?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have something to say, but Eric's going to lead this off and give a performance update to the board this morning.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The fund ended the month of January with a value of $6.12 billion, the return of negative 2.1% gross of fees, outperformed the blended benchmark by approximately 62 basis points. And you can see in the table to the right that we are now showing outperformance for the fund in all time periods on a net of fee basis. January was a month where stocks fell and interest rates rose, and this really made for a stark dispersion between value and growth stocks. So value held up relatively well, while growth actually saw a fairly significant decline. So this meant that the fund's value managers were really the ones that generated a lot of the outperformance. So within manager selection, Brandis added 44 basis points, The combination of the DFA mandates added 30 basis points. And then we also had some nice real estate reports come in, particularly Prologis, which is the fund's logistics-focused manager, had a very nice return that was reported. So real estate added 26 basis points, and partially offsetting some of the outperformance was William Blair, that detracted 39 basis points. Through January 31st, 9 out of the fund's 15 active mandates outperformed. The public equity and absolute return asset classes, along with the total fund, were outperforming their respective benchmarks. The fund had generated an investment loss of $132.9 million, had paid out benefits and expenses of $39 million, and had received contributions of $73.4 million. Because of the declines in the market, in January and in February, and the fund ended January with a fairly large cash balance. So there wasn't really an obvious place in the allocation where withdrawals needed to be made. So the fund will be paying benefits from the cash balance this month. Finally, I'd just like to share an update on due diligence planning. So we're currently planning meetings, and we're hoping that they're going to be in person. Castle Ark, we're looking at March or April for that meeting. I will be going with Joe McWane from Callan to visit the new hedge fund to funds manager on April 12th. And then David is planning a trip to California to visit DFA and Brandis in April or May. So that's kind of where we are in due diligence planning right now. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to take them. Otherwise, that concludes my report.
Thank you, Eric. Any comments or questions, members or staff? All right, not hearing any, we'll move on to item 4, the investment committee report. Oh, I'm sorry, David, did you want to mention something?
I did have sorry, Mr. Chairman, yeah, I did. Yes, one.
No, go ahead, sorry.
One quick item, I do have good news to share with the board. We were able, last week we utilized the delegated authority that the board has granted staff in the investment policy to Jerry signed a document that was recommended to us that we signed by Callan.
David, we lost you. I don't know if you can hear us or not. But
David, we just. Oh, go ahead, Jerry.
No, I was going to say the same thing. I think we all said the same thing.
Is he still?
It doesn't. Yeah, he's on. I text him.
Okay, we're going to text Dave to let him know that he's muted.
$6 million of our fund. As you know, we're not.
David, we lost you for a bit.
We lost you. You probably need to start over.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now, or
yeah,
should I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I apologize. I'll be brief, but I have good news to share with regards to our non-core real estate investments, which represent about $36 million of our total fund value. So last week we utilized the delegated authority that you granted to us within the investment policy based on Callan's recommendation to us. And we also had the city attorney's office give us a second set of eyes. Jerry signed a document that helped us basically to receive over $13 million, a 100% redemption from one of our largest remaining non-core real estate investments, which we're really pleased about. That's definitely progress in winding that down in a prudent manner. So, I wanted to share that news. The delegated authority says that we're allowed to take these types of actions when we're not allowed to wait until board or investment committee meetings. We just have to report them to to the board in a timely manner. And since this just happened last week, we wanted to share the good news with you at today's meeting. So happy to answer any questions if there are any regarding this.
Thank you, David, for that. Any comments or questions from members or staff? Great, not hearing any. We can move on to item four, the investment committee report. Will be handled by Mr. Klusman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the February 10th meeting, the investment committee interviewed three investment managers as part of our hedge fund of funds manager search. The investment managers we interviewed were Goldman Sachs Asset Management Ames Aptitude, Blackstone Alternative Asset Management, and Grosvenor Capital Management. The committee selected one finalist in closed session and directed ERS staff to conduct due diligence and coordinate legal negotiations with the selected finalist. The selection is contingent on successful due diligence and contract negotiations. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Any comments or questions regarding the investment committee report? Not hearing any. The next item is going to be item A, the selection of hedge fund of fund managers. This is a possibility of having to go into closed session. However, based on any interest in questions or comments from staff or members, this would be regarding the meeting we held on February 10th, 2022 regarding the search for the hedge fund to fund manager. Is there any questions or comments from members that would cause us to need to go into closed session? Any questions or comments? Not hearing any, I will put forward a motion, and the motion will be for the selection of the hedge fund to fund manager that was discussed and approved in closed session during the investment committee meeting that was held February 10th, 2022.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can just quickly add.
Yes, go ahead, David.
I mean, we're basically, this is just at the appropriate time once the contracts are finalized and once the investment due diligence is completed, there will be another opportunity to make a final approval of this manager. So that was identified. So just approving the investment committee report. It's not actually a finality in terms of giving the manager selected money and approving a contract or anything like that. So.
Correct. Is my understanding it's just for us to go forward with the negotiation of that with the selected firm?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Great. And do I need that extra motion, or if we approve the committee report, that covers it?
I think the latter would be fine, ma'am. Just as we said, Jerry.
Just to set a motion then, I put forward a motion to approve the investment committee report.
Conrad, so moves.
Thank you, Mr. Conrad. Do I have a second? Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Any objections regarding? Not hearing any objections, the motion passes. Next, we will head to item number five. The new business. Item A, we already covered in closed session. However, item B will be the retirements, death claims, and refunds for January.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. So in your package is the normal routine monthly report on retirements, death claims, and refunds for the month of January. There are no notable exception items to mention here. So I guess a motion would be in order if there are no questions or comments from the trustees.
Thank you. Any
Questions or comments from the trustees? Not hearing any, put forward a motion to approve the payroll for January.
This is Ms. King. I'd like to make that motion.
Thank you, Ms. King. Do I have a second?
Conrad seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Conrad. Any objections regarding? Not hearing any objections, the motion passes. We will move on to item C, conference requests for February 2022 board meeting.
Thank you,
Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. There are no actual conference requested this month, but I do want to note that now that hopefully we are seeing the the Omicron wave starting to diminish in a lot of places, many of the organizations that sponsor these conferences are beginning to schedule them to be held in person. So in the coming months, there may be opportunities for the trustees for training and education. I know NCPERS is planning to conduct their conferences in person this year. So I would direct your attention to the list of conferences we have in the informational section. And if anybody has any questions or comments, please give me a call and I'll be happy to go through that. But I believe things are going to be opening up again in the next few months. So I thought I would just mention that. But this month, there's nothing to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Any comments or questions regarding conference requests? Not hearing any, we will move on to item D, the ERS executive staff compensation. That will require us to go into closed session. So please be advised that the Annuity and Pension Board may vote to convene in closed session on the following item, letter D, as provided in section 19.85 sub 1 sub C, for considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. The board may then vote to reconvene in open session following the closed session. I have a motion to go in, or could I have a vote to go into closed session?
Ms. King will make that motion.
I believe, we don't need a motion to go into closed, we just need a vote to go into closed.
Sorry, I was just going to echo what I think Mr. Allen just said. I do think that a motion needs to be made. Sorry, Jim Carroll, Assistant City Attorney.
No.
Sorry about that.
No, thank you. Thank you for the correction, and thank you. It was Ms. King, correct, with the motion?
That's correct. Yep.
First. Thank you, Ms. King. Then a second.
Campbell.
Seconds.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. And that, can we have a vote regarding going to closed?
Yes, Mr. Campbell?
Aye.
Ms. Ford?
Aye.
Ms. King?
Aye.
Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Mr. Conrad?
Aye.
Mr. Kovac?
Aye.
Ms. Sava?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Aye.
Quorum, and if you say the time, I'll pause the recorder.
Time is 10:19 a.m.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I do need to text a couple of people to get back in.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry. We are back in open session, 11:23 a.m. The next item for discussion is item six, medical reports. Item A, all duty and ordinary disability applications and reexaminations for February.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Allen, are you here with us?
Yes. In the monthly package, the two standard reports, one from the medical panel and one from the medical council. The medical panel approvals has four names. These are all re-exams. They were all recommended for approval by the medical panel. Similarly, for the medical council, there were four re-exams, all recommended for approval by the medical council. So no exceptional items to note this month.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Allen. Any comments or questions?
No, but we do need a motion to adopt the recommendations of the panel and the council.
Yep, sounds good. A motion to approve the medical reports.
Klusman will motion.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Ford. Not hearing any objections, motion passes. Item number seven, unfinished business. Item A, pending legal opinion and service request reports. I believe because Mr. McLean is out on military leave, we're going to carry that over until the following meeting.
That would be fine. The first item particularly, that was discussed at the last board meeting anyway, and he'll be out till March. The second item is a new item, and Patrick's going to work on that. It's a very interesting item, and I just thought I would give the board a very brief background on it. We received an inquiry from a beneficiary who I believe lives in Washington State, and he was inquiring. He's made many inquiries over the years about same-sex, same-gender spouse retirees, whether he could designate a spouse survivor, and the circumstances are unusual. He's citing a case from Washington State where at the time of retirement, the state law did not allow for a same-gender spouse to be selected as a survivor, similar to Wisconsin. And that state law was later found to be unconstitutional by a federal district court in the state of Washington. And so now he's inquiring whether that case would have any parallel applicability to the law in Wisconsin. So I've asked for an opinion on this. It's not clear. It was a federal district court. It wasn't, even if it was a court of appeals, it would be a different circuit. So it's not clear that that applies to Wisconsin, but the city attorney's office is going to do the research and let us know. So I thought that was a notable issue. And as far as outside legal counsel opinions, there aren't any at this point. We do have a couple of service requests for banking services and one for office space. Our lease is coming up in March of next year. And of course, the pandemic is still up in the air. We don't really know what's going to happen with that, but we figured we better get the city attorney's office involved in drafting an agreement for renewal in the event that the board elects to renew the lease for next for a period beginning next year. So we're going to continue to keep the board informed about that whole process because obviously it's of interest to everybody on the board. And no outside council service requests at this point.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Yeah.
Any comments or questions regarding that? Not hearing any from board. Move on to item B, pending legislation report. Mr. Allen?
Thank you. There's really nothing new to report on this report as far as pending legislation is concerned.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. And finally, item C, the Executive Director's Report, inventory of ERS projects.
I will be brief on this. We're still continuing to work on getting reclassification for the network administrative position so it can be filled. We also are working with DER to hire a pension investment analyst senior. That position is open. I believe that one's going to go to the, it just was approved by the Finance Personnel Committee and is headed towards the Common Council for approval to fill that vacancy. This is a vacancy for Tony Lubarski, who left, hopefully we'll be able to engage in recruiting for this position very soon. On member services, new retirees, we had a goodly number of retirees this month, 59 in January, and 40 are this past month, 59, and 40 are anticipated this month from what we can tell. Payroll is next week, so it's pretty much closed out. dropping down to financial services. We had a lot of activity at the first of the year. First quarter is always a busy time for us. The actuarial census data has been sent to the actuary, and we're going back and forth with him to compile the information that they need to do the valuation. There's always exceptions that they have questions about, etc. But that process is on schedule. The 1099-Rs, Form 1099-Rs were mailed out in the end of January on the 25th. This is the tax reporting that we're obligated to do. And of course, people have the self-service option as well if they didn't, if they lost their mailed version. Outside earnings, this has got to do with disability outside earnings. Those letters we mailed March 7th where we request their 1040. And so that process is on track. And then I wanted to note also the last item, the MPA settled their collective bargaining agreement. So we have to pay retros to some of the members for the increase in wages for, that will affect people who are retired, either disabled or active, or service retirement rather. And the period that it covers 2020 to 2022, and we're hoping to get the retros recalculated by the end of May so that all of our friends in the MPA can receive the additional benefit that they're entitled to. And then lastly, on administration, this is, again, we're getting close to the end of February. We have to file our statements of financial interest, economic interest with the ethics board. I have filed mine. I hope everybody is able to meet the deadline. It's on the 28th, coming up at the end of the week. And then we talked about the salary survey business at length, so I'm not going to go into that any further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Any comments or questions?
Mr. Sherman, if I can.
Yes, go ahead, David.
All right, thank you. Just in case there's anybody listening who is interested, or anybody knows anybody who's interested in possibly applying for that pension investment analyst senior position, that job is actually active right now. It was posted last week, so I just want to clarify that.
Thank you, David. Any other questions, comments? Not hearing any. Move on to item 8, which is informational. We can go through the items if there's any questions. If not, we will have them noted and filed. Any questions, comments from board members or staff? Not hearing any. Can have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Klusman.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Do we have a second to adjourn?
I have a second.
Thank you, Ms. Sawa. Any objections regarding? Not hearing any. The meeting will be adjourned at 11:32 a.m. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.